On Saturday, March 2nd at 7:30 p.m., the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra presents an evening of orchestral classics. And my guest to talk about the concert is conductor and HSO music director Jed Galen. In this hour-long concert, you've put together a program that will pique the interest and enjoyment of both regular classical music concert goers and newbies alike. What makes this concert kind of special and a little bit different?
The format is we will be hosted with you. Katsi will be there in Shriver Hall with us, as well as Tom Hall, our good friend who's over at YPR and who I've known for years as a musician as well. So there'll be some chat about the pieces. And then we've chosen really impactful pieces, each one that are a little shorter. The longest piece is the Leonora 3 Overture, and that clocks in about 15 minutes. We have a fantastic tenor in to sing Nessun Dorma and Vesti la Giubba from Pagliacci. So, you know, really famous tenor arias.
Vesti la Giubba in a faccia in farina.
To a piece by Mexican composer Silvestre Ruiz-Vueltas called Janitzio, which is just like a great raucous party. To the Ives Unanswered Question that we start off the concert with, and we'll have the Bordian Steps of Central Asia. So it's a really great range. It's kind of like a chef's tasting menu.
So I was really interested in your choice of the Ives. I mean, this piece, when I hear it, it gives me chills.
Mm.
But at first glance, it doesn't seem like it would be a pops kind of a piece.
Yeah, this is not necessarily about pops, right? This is about great immediate music. And the Ives is so immediate. It's beautiful. It's haunting. And the trumpet melody stays with you. The string writing is absolutely serene and fantastic. And it could have been written yesterday and people would also think, wow, what an incredibly powerful, innovative piece. I actually remember hearing this when I was a kid, my first concert going down to Kennedy Center when it had just opened. It blew my mind and I loved it.
Well, the strings remind me a little bit of movie music, and I was thinking about the Mascagni Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana, which was used in Raging Bull, also Godfather 3.
Mm.
And it's just one of those pieces that stops you right in your tracks. It's so beautiful.
It absolutely does. And, you know, there's a reason why these two incredible directors use this unbelievably iconic music that is both so beautiful, but in those movies as well as in the opera is hugely ironic because everything that's swirling around it is not sort of sublime. There are all kinds of pairings that sort of came about in this program that I hadn't realized. So once you start having all these elements, they start talking to each other in really interesting, fun ways.
Now, this is something that the audience is going to love.
Mm.
How does the orchestra react to a program of shorter pieces?
It's really fun for them. We tend to do big, juicy, long pieces, and this is just a change of pace. Everyone in the orchestra is looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. And I just kind of went crazy picking a bunch of pieces that I just adore that I think are immediately impactful, but are also some of the best pieces in the literature. And with a big range and thinking that this would be just a musical party of great music with great people to talk about it.
Conductor Jed Galen has been my guest. He will lead the Hopkins Symphony Orchestra in an evening of orchestral classics on Saturday, March 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at Shriver Hall. More at jhu.edu/hso or 410-516-6542. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.